Eternity is in that moment. Eternity is in that moment. We think of all the time and the timelessness and spacelessness. We think of dual dimensions of life and dual dimensions of time and space. And we think of traveling through the realms of infinity and space. We think of all the planets and all the stars. We think of all the universes that are out there. We think of all the experiences that we come up with and are told about in our life that the scientists are revealing to us, that we can look at ourselves if we wish. We can look out there and see the stars and the moon and the sun. We can look out there and see the planets, and we can take a microscope, we can take a telescope, and the microscope goes within, and the telescope goes without. The telescope takes us out into the infinity of space, into the eternity that is that moment. Have you ever thought that every single moment happens but once and is there forever? And that you and I are but specks in that eternity? But that eternity is eternal. That eternity goes on and on and on. And though we think, surely, there are many specks, many eternities, many times, truly there is only one. Now we like to think that there is time and space, and we like to think that these things are real because we can observe them. And the very evidence that they are not real is that we can observe them. Because you cannot observe immortality. You cannot observe eternality. You cannot observe the eternal. You can only be it. And you and I are the eternal. We live immortally. We live eternally. We weren't born on a particular day and grew up on particular days with birthdays and times scheduled for ourselves. Ellen's going to be having a birthday shortly, and we're going to have a lovely party for her. We're going to celebrate that birthday and say, "How wonderful, Ellen's birthday!" Another day of her life. And yet, that wasn't the beginning of Ellen's life. Ellen began long before that. She began to exist long into what eternity is. And she will live long into what eternity is. She will live eternally. And just like Ellen in her truth, she returns back to her original purity and integrity when she thinks about it. Or she thinks in the momentary, and then she experiences the illusions of the momentary, which are but a moment. They are not expressive of her immortality. And so, whenever Ellen says, "I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body," she is saying she lives in her immortality. She is saying that she lives in her allness, in her oneness with all. She is saying that she is at all times her original purity and integrity. She is at all times the allness that she always was and always will be and only can be. Because whether she has the illusion of age, the illusion of a body growing from a baby to an adult, it makes little difference. What is her reality? Is her reality the changeling body that she has? Is her reality the experience that she has today and a different one tomorrow? Or are they but illusions? Illusions of time that we have created for ourselves, trying to tell ourselves that there is something other than the oneness, the allness, the isness, the nowness. And that's what eternity is. Eternity is the everlasting now. The everlasting now. And yet, why is it that we want to make eternity into a variable illusion of life? And the reason for that is that so long as we look at the world, so long as we look at life from the point of view of a human being, from the point of view of a relative being, and not from the point of view of the allness, we will be looking at only one little speck of the allness that we are. We are the beginning and the end. We are the totality of all. And as we are this totality of all, it is a grand and a glorious experience. It is something that we can never really understand, and we don't really want to. Because so long as we're human beings, and that's what we're going to play while we're here on Earth, so long as we're human beings, we're going to play in the relative world. And the moment we recognize that we are divine, the moment we recognize that we are eternal, we are the eternal beingness of all, the oneness, the allness of all, the moment we recognize that, then we will be blind to the games that we've been playing up to now. And we will be living in that bliss, that immortality, that goodness that we always were and always will be, the reality that makes up who we are. Now, what is this reality that makes up who you are? What is this reality that makes up your life and tells you how wonderful and how fantastic you are? And you think it's the little things that you can touch and how your five senses allow you to be aware of things. We don't even realize we are not five senses. We are multi-sensed. We know all. We can think all. We can speak all. For we are all. And the moment that we accept that we are all, the moment that we accept and know that we are the isness of the universe, then all these illusions will not fade away. That's not the purpose of them. They're not going to fade away. They will become one in our awareness. And we will be aware of each illusion being one, each illusion being the all, each illusion being the isness, the nowness. And it may be difficult to understand. It may be difficult to comprehend or difficult to realize that such could exist. We know in our heart, in our soul, in our being, that it truly does exist. For this moment, we are living our eternity. In this moment, we are living our eternity. Others have said that before us. Others have said that before us. Scientists are saying that every day of our life. Every thinking person is saying we live in the allness. We say to ourselves, there's got to be more to this than what we see. And as we open our eyes, we find there is indeed more to this than what we see. There is more to all of life than we ever knew. And how great that is, how wonderful that is, how fantastic that is. But it's only when we allow ourselves to let go and be our divine self. Let go and listen to the magic of allness within us. Let go and listen to the symphony concerts that play within us, not the ones that some individuals have been able to touch in their inner soul and write down and play on their musical instruments. But we want to listen to the music of the spheres that plays from our very heart, plays from our very soul, plays from our very being. We want to watch the stories of life, all one, all complete. And we merge with this oneness and this completeness. We think it's not possible to do that. In our illusionary thinking, it is not possible to do it. But in our divine thinking, we are all one. And it not only is possible to do it, we do it all the time. Are you ready for your eternity in this moment? Are you ready to recognize that the allness that is everywhere about you is right now the oneness that you are, the isness that you are, the allness that you are, that we all are? Name it and claim it and enjoy it. Enjoy it. That's the point. Be yourself and have fun. Be yourself and delight in this universe that you are. Not just what you see and touch at the moment, but the fulfilled moment in which you live, move, and have your being, as we all do, is more wonderful, more fantastic, more glorious, more exciting than anything we could ever know or ever begin to know or ever even imagine. This is where I live. Many people find it strange, but this is where I live. And whenever people get to know me and get to really know who I am and where I live, they want to be there too. And I say, you are one with me in eternity now. I love you. I love you. I love you.